Welcome to Nano Brew the Podcast.
Howdy.
Oh man, happy Friday, end of the week, or whenever we post it.
This one will be Friday. I think we're all caught up.
We're caught up now. Cool.
Yep. Whatever, man. Days of the week are just like made up.
That's
just,
right. Like, I mean, what is time?
You know? Yeah. Exactly.
So
I had a Sunday
time
off.
Oh, you
was Tuesday.
You need time off. What is time? Even?
Yeah. No. Time is relative. Get your ass to work. it's funny because it's true.
Quote Einstein. Yeah.
And so we do business in the front of the week so we can party in the back. So here we are. We've been liquored up. Oh, we're going to do some fun stuff. I'm Jason, the funky boss. I'm with John. He's the mud hog. Shout out Brando, the contender. Ostrich Bites and the Foz. Justin, of course, is here. We're going to get right into it, y'all. We're going to get up in your face.
Are you changing tires over there, Justin?
I'm the best.
Oh, man.
Callback.
Changing into Megatron. Oh, man.
Art my
what
face. Was it? The Transformers. And I was just wah, 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 wah. Or whatever. Oh, have you seen the Saturday Night Live Transformers skit with Megan Fox?
No.
It's so funny. It's like she's like on a date with Bumblebee. And like, but like it's just a dude in a Bumblebee mask. And then like him transforming is just him getting naked. Like she'll like go to leave and you know, she'll like wah, 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 wah. And she'll just come back and this dude's just naked.
Oh, man.
It's a good one.
I'm a huge SNL fan. Yes. I haven't watched it for a while. Of course, I guess the season's over, but I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan. What you got, John? Reading? What you been reading? What you been watching? Right. What you been listening to? Some songs? Some art?
So, as you may or may not know, I'm a huge Star Wars guy.
Yes.
And there's you know, Marvel's doing the whole, all the Star Wars comics now.
I didn't realize. Oh, I guess it makes sense, right?
Right, yeah, because Disney owns all of it. Yes,
all of us.
Yes.
I'm just absolutely waiting for Star Wars to show up in Kingdom Hearts.
Shout out to Overlord Disney.
Yes,
but
anytime you want to buy books and brews, Disney, give me a call at Jason.
We're gonna get you out of the system. That's
gosh.
So yeah, I have an addiction. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. So in the comic book world, there's variant covers. So they'll have special guest artists make a special cover these comic books, you know, whatever.
For collector's reasons.
For collector reasons, yeah. Yes. Cynical money grab, whatever. But
giant size X-Men?
Giant size X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
But some of the most popular variant covers for these Star Wars comics are from a dude named John Tyler Christopher. He actually lives in Lafayette, Indiana. So really close by. Mm. And he does.
Shout out John Tyler.
John Tyler Christopher. He does the action figure variants. So, and not just like the new action figures, like the old school Kenner action figures.
The $200 like
that's
mortgage
that's
on your house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So he'll recreate the Kenner action figure covers. And what he's been able to do with the Marvel and Disney is he gets special permission to periodically do his own action Kenner action figure Kenner whatever cover. And so today at 6 o'clock you can actually go, today being, you know, whatever, by the time this posts it's too late, but you can actually go and order the new Yoda cover.
Ooh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, and okay. So it's really cool. And so super excited about that. I'm gonna do that at
voiced by the same guy that did the voice of Fozzie, just saying.
Yeah, order cover you will.
Yeah. Very cool. Really.
Yeah, Frank Oz.
Oh,
director.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I guess I didn't realize. Okay, I didn't realize he did Fozzie.
No, seriously, Fozzie Bear, Yoda, and Miss Piggy are all done by the same person.
I guess I can hear it a little bit.
Yeah.
When you put it that way.
Actually, there's a really funny moment. So, like, I got really drunk once, and I just started doing voices, and all of a sudden, I started doing voices, and somehow, drunk. Even though like when I'm sober, I cannot do a Fozzie Bear to save my life, but when I am drunk, apparently, I'm really close to Fozzie Bear.
right.
Nice.
It is your spirit animal.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
It is. It's true. The Fuzz.
The nice. Fuzzy one.
Brandon, you got art?
So I did watch one movie this week. I watched Final Destination 3.
Oh, bravo.
Let me tell you. Indeed. It's not as bad as I remember it, because it's worse, actually.
Is that the one where they're on the bridge?
Maybe they're on a bridge at some point. It's the one with the roller coaster. That's the final destination.
Oh, with Mary Lynn Ricegub or whatever?
Sure.
Who was in Scott Pilgrim?
Oh, okay. Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Winstead, thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, yes, oh, that
Rice
is her.
Cup is someone completely different. Yes. She was on 24.
It's the one with the, it's the one with the roller coaster. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it was way worse than I remember. Like, just like the acting was bad, the dumb, stupid tropes were bad.
I loved took a it. Photograph. It was. I enjoyed every second
yeah.
of it. Oh,
I love. Yeah, I like those awesomely bad movies.
Me too.
But yeah, I was just telling the gang we're in the middle of the move, so I have no internet. As of a couple days ago, I got some beef on an unnamed internet company. It's fine. We'll get to that later.
Oh man, oh, internet companies, beef. Internet pretty beef. Much all of them.
Yeah,
my favorite, awesomely bad roller with a movie with a roller coaster in it is a little Mark Wahlberg movie called Fear from back in the day.
Let me in the house.
Nice.
Let me in the fucking house. Oh, dude, this is funny. That scene, I rewound it and played it over and over again because I thought it was hysterical. I thought, and that's my childhood.
His acting? Yes, of course.
No,
it was.
I don't know. Like, something about it was just like so over the top that I just thought it was hysterical. Nice. I mean, overall, like, yeah, it was okay. It was kind of supposed to be like obviously a stalker scary movie, right? But
yeah. Well, calling back to Saturday Night Live, just that was Andy Samberg. The Mark Wahlberg speaks to animals.
Oh, dude, this is fantastic.
Hey there, rabbit.
Hey, donkey.
It's beautiful.
Hey, goat. You produce milk? I produce entourage.
Amazing. I haven't seen that one.
It's really funny.
It is one of my favorite sketches, I think.
Nice. Well, it's funny because Adam Sandberg did it, and then Mark Wahlberg hosted, and then Mark Wahlberg did the same skit as himself.
Amazing.
And it was really funny.
His impersonation was spot on.
He did an impersonation of himself?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Donkey. Well, you don't have much to say today, donkey? Say hello to your mother for me. That's how every interaction ends. Uh-huh. Now we're going to say hi to chickens. Hey, chickens. How come all you do is cluck all day? I can't remember exactly what he says, but it's really funny.
Nice. You have to look it up. Nice.
I hear there's a YouTube you can use for that.
Yes. Or Hulu. Oh, the Hulu's. Yeah. The Hulu is, like I think, the SNL.
Yeah, it's
well,
like yeah. Video Google, right?
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. Shout out Google.
Nice. Maybe some future art. I was reading it. I read it out loud to some of the guys that I was working with yesterday. Jason Moama said he'd be interested in remaking was it Twins with
Jason Moama.
Yes.
With Peter Dinklage.
Yes. Yes. And then, because my comment was, one of the things for a long time, shout out Lou, my youngest daughter. She's going to be 3 in September. So I guess not almost because there's a couple more months left. But Lou struggles going to sleep, let's say, like right. probably most children yeah. do, right?
My 2-year-old's fine.
10-year-old, is that what you said?
My 2-year-old, oh, actually.
Really? 2-year-old?
For some reason, he goes to sleep fine. The 6-month-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck him.
Oh, beef of the week. Any kids? All right, that's cool. No, that's fine. Anyway, the point is that some nights while she's like just finally dozing off, I'll like one-hand Twitter. And for whatever reason, I got into a rhythm of I thought it was really fun while just like basically being in like getting child to sleep purgatory where you can't move and do anything to just one-hand come up with funny gender reversal movies, but mostly featuring The Rock and Kevin Hart. So,
podcast. Yeah.
Oh, did you? I did this in the past.
You mentioned it with
Ghost is my favorite.
Yes, Ghost.
I really want this to happen. I want Kevin Hart to be Whoopi Goldberg, and I need The Rock to be Demi Moore. And I don't even care who's Patrick Swayze. Although, shout out Patrick Swayze, the best to ever do the acting thing. And I love it. I love imagining, and the other way around too. Like I love imagining like the all dude movies, which they've started to do with like Ghostbusters is the first one that I could think of. Bridesmaids wasn't that, but it was basically like kind of like the in the Hangover thread, yeah. right? And I think just the nature of taking something that was already a different thing and just putting like the whole gender role difference in it is hysterical to me.
One of my favorite Facebook feeds that I've ever seen is like, take a movie and replace all the characters with Muppets except for one. Yeah, and you get the funniest freaking answers.
And which character don't you replace?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Ooh. Like who? Oh, give me a example.
Well, I have a horrible one. I would do Saving Private Ryan and keep Matt Damon.
Wow. That is horrible. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. A Tom Hanks puppet sounds kind of funny, though.
Yeah. Who would obviously be Kermit in that situation?
Okay.
So Sizemore would be so Fozzie, of course.
So, okay. So,
Gonzo would be Giovanni Ribisi.
So, Forrest Gump and Jenny.
Jenny.
Kermit would be Forrest.
Chris. Hello there, Jenny.
Is life this is nice, a box of chocolates.
I just like to run. Hello, Mr. President. Man. I have to pee.
Dude, Gonzo is the best. I think
who would Gonzo be in Forrest Gump?
Oh,
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. Oh, that's really good stuff.
This is all copywritten, by the way.
Yes. Let's do more. Top Gun.
Top Gun. Okay. I have the need. The need for speed.
It's just Miss Piggy is Goose. When she shoots out the ejector.
We have to have like Pepe right. the shrimp somewhere in there.
Oh my gosh.
He's Val Kilmer. Hello there.
You're dangerous.
So are we watch me flex as I play volleyball.
Are we keeping Tom Cruise or who are we keeping?
Who are we keeping in that one?
No, we keep
is it Elizabeth? Is Elizabeth Shue?
The love interest? I can't even remember.
I was going to say keep that guy from like Chicago Hope or whatever, ER, Revenge of the Nerds. I can't
remember. Oh, no, that's Goose.
That's Goose?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he dies, right? He's the one who dies.
What?
Yeah, spoiler alert, Goose dies in Top Gun.
Oh, he has such a cool nickname.
Titanic and Billy Zane.
Oh, draw me like one of your French girls.
Amazing.
All right. Riff off of Leo. What's another Leo movie?
Inception.
Were any.
Inception would be pretty good.
Inception. Yeah, that's not.
If you go inside the head of Gonzo, that's going to be fucked up. It's nothing but chickens.
That's better than you thought. Isn't
it? Yeah, it is. That's funnier than I thought it was going to be. Funnier than I thought it was going to be. All right.
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island. With Wahlberg.
You're not thinking of Shutter Island. You're thinking of.
This is another one.
The Departed. Oh, and keep Jack Nicholson.
And Mark Wahlberg is the only one. Oh.
Oh, that'd be good too. Yeah.
Jack Nicholson would be Gonzo.
Yeah.
That or what was it like? Oh, the Eagle character. Oh no, Swedish Chef. He's the Swedish Chef.
Hey, Nibbler, what the fuck are you? I'm going to kill you. Put some salt on it.
Are you a rat? Oh, he hits his hand with a cleaver instead
of a shoe?
Whisker. Oh, man. Oh, A Few Good Men. And, in A Few Good Men, Tom Cruise, Demi Moore, and Kevin Pollak?
Yeah,
Kevin Pollak. He'd be the only.
Oh, Kevin Pollak is an awesome actor who does nothing in every single fucking movie he's in.
He's got a couple good lines.
Acting philosophy is like, I will be deadpan as possible and you'll love me. I love him in everything I say.
All right. Training Day, keep Ethan Hawke.
Oh, dude. Who would Denzel
be?
What? Fozzie, yeah. Right?
Fozzie.
Do it. You say it. Do it.
King Kong's got nothing. Yeah, I can't do the Fozzie voice.
I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
King Kong has nothing. No, I can't. Yeah.
Oh, this is fun stuff, man. I like it a lot. Oh man, that's good. I'll take it a different direction, real quick.
Boo.
The book. Okay, it's fine. I keep it going. Denzel, American Gangster. But I can't think of any other. No, American Gangster was based on a true story about a guy who found some weird backdoor way of importing, I think, heroin or something, like, or like, you know, I can't remember what it was. You have to watch it.
I've actually never seen
movie.
It.
It's a good movie.
I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Denzel. Did Denzel win something for that? I know he won for Training Day, but I feel like American Gangster was after, and I feel like he won something for that one too, but I can't remember. But he was really good.
Wasn't it? It's like him and Tom Hanks are the only two back-to-back winning Oscar.
Oh, so maybe that was it. Maybe it was American Gangster right after. But I know he deserved it because that movie. Oh, White Men Can't Jump.
Rosie Perez.
Gonzo's with Woody Harrelson, right?
When I say I want a glass of
water. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Who? Oh, man. I don't watch enough Muppets to really know, like, but I just love picturing
We haven't named Animal for anybody.
Oh, Animal?
Okay, okay. Yeah. We need to find a
Wesley
specific animal.
Blade.
Oh, okay. Animal would be no one's going to know what I'm about to say here, but the Daniel Loeb character, the vampire that basically gets burnt to shit.
Oh, a Blade?
Yeah.
Oh. That's all he does anyway, right?
Wait, can Animal be Mel Gibson and Braveheart?
Oh!
Oh, dude, that's pretty good.
Strapped to the board. Freedom! I just scared half of our customer base out there right now.
And I also feel like, as much as I enjoy this conversation, I feel like Jason's instinct to move on was pretty good earlier.
Yes.
Did we go? We went too far. Yeah. We went too far.
Actually, I'll go with a little bit of my art I was really, really happy about.
Yeah. Give me your art.
Sadly, the final Netflix Marvel series just aired on Friday. Jessica Jones season 3. There is no more Marvel Netflix. But it was
because it's all going to Disney.
Yeah, it's all going to the Disney.
Because Disney's starting its own streaming service.
Yeah, and they technically cannot reapproach these characters for like 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, but Jessica Jones.
Disney can't even?
Oh, yeah, because of the contract they had in place on Netflix. Yeah.
Oh, so they're shutting down the shows, but the contracts stay on.
No, they basically have a non-compete with those characters.
Yeah, so that way they can't touch characters, was it Jones?
Daredevil, Jessica Jones,
Punisher.
Punisher was such a good Netflix series.
I know,
if you loved it. Please go back and watch
that. I'm sorry.
Luke Cage. First season is the best. Second season's pretty good. But then Luke Cage and Danny Rand, the Iron Fist. But Jessica Jones season 3, there was some really good parts in it, just like all the Netflix Marvel series, though. It's a 13-episode series that should have been 8. There are some episodes that just dragged on for no reason, but I think it was a good finish to like Jessica Jones series for sure.
That first season of Jessica Jones.
Oh, with David Tennant.
And David Tennant. Like, shout out David fucking Tennant.
Oh, jeez.
God damn. He's...
Speaking of my second piece of art, Good Omens.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good Omens.
I didn't like it at first. I love it now.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
I was a Douglas Adams dude. I think I told you about this. I love Douglas Adams, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So that when I consumed all that, like that was when I was like, all right, what's the next thing that's similar? And it's like, oh yeah, you gotta check out Terry Pratchett. And so I did, and I just couldn't. I don't know if Douglas Adams was just like the first really mind-blowing funny shit that I ever read. I just couldn't get into Terry Pratchett as much. Like, I've tried to read Good Omens 2 or 3 times. I've never gotten all the way through it.
But Good Omens is Neil Gaiman? I don't know how to say
Neil Gaiman.
And Terry Pratchett, they wrote together.
Oh, they wrote. Okay.
Yeah. I'm almost positive. I know Neil Gaiman. Gaiman. I say it wrong, too.
I say it wrong, too, yeah.
He says it wrong. It's okay.
He had a funny thing recently where it was like, because they're plugging Good Omens, and I think they were talking about just Terry Pratchett, and like also Neil Gaiman, like way at the end, he's like, awesome. Well, I'm thankful that I was mentioned.
I did Coraline. Did you guys know about that?
Yeah, he's got a lot of good. American Gods was really good. It's a show that's still going on TV right now. I think a new season's coming out, or already did.
I think it's coming out still.
Okay, so that was a good. It was honestly. The only thing I didn't like, I'm trying to look it up at the same time, but I'm almost 100% positive that Terry Pratchett did. Yeah, Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman.
Okay.
And what I love, I think what made me pick up the book, too, because I was weirdly into, even though I was so petrified of the weird shit that Clive Barker did, is that he's got
Hellraiser, right?
Yeah, Hellraiser. And he did Lord of Illusions and... one or two other really fucked up things I can't remember, but he has a review quote on the front of Good Omens that says the apocalypse has never been funnier, Clive Barker. And I remember seeing that. I'm like, that's hysterical. It's like the number one most fucked up horror author of all. Not even like what I considered horror like movies, which had to do with, you know, some monster makeup and stuff. Like, that stuff was fucking terrifying.
Nightmare fuel shit. Yeah. No, I don't watch that shit.
Pinhead basically just, he's got literally pins all up in it, and like chains come down and just rip you apart with like hooks.
I'm out.
And they had all these like, back in those days, when this was like all the special effects and stuff were really starting to ramp and people were starting to get really good at, you know, the monster makeup stuff looked really real. And the hooks and people's skin and the stretch. It was like, this is so fucked up. I don't know
any part of that.
Yeah. So.
And actually, fun little fact about Pinhead.
Yeah. Oh, actually, fun little fact about getting your flesh ripped off.
With his design, like the grid on his face with the nails, the grid was not supposed to be there. The artist put that grid on to make sure he knew where to place the nails properly. And the people came in to, like, judge and see like his like makeup effects, and they liked the grid so much they told him like to just leave it. So he was never supposed to have the grid. It was only just supposed to be the pins in his head.
Dude, it's wild shit.
And I will also say, Hellraiser, like, first movie, great. All the follow-up movies are like my secret guilty pleasure. There's some, like what Brandon was saying, they're so awful, they are amazing. There's, I think, Hellraiser Inferno,
horrific.
I think they're hilarious.
Oh, maybe I'm just judging based on the fact I saw these things when I really shouldn't have, when I was like 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, they're disturbing, but at the same time, they're so poorly done, it's the funniest damn thing.
Really? I'll revisit then. I will, because I'm a big fan. Like, I've watched scores of horror movies, and I'm a huge fan, and I don't get weirded out very often, but the Clive Barker shit does it to me, and I don't know why. I'm trying to think, there was... there was something in the same kind of scope of Hellraiser, but it wasn't, I don't know if it was like the same universe, but it was, God, I can't think of the name of it.
Describe
it right now. Well, it's basically like, the movie starts, and I remember being so terrified of this shit, like it scared me for ages. And then I saw it was on HBO a year ago or so, and I was like, I'm gonna give this a shot again. I'm an adult now. Right. And the scene, like the movie opens, and I was scared of closing the refrigerator for fucking years because of this, with like this serial killer like dude. And he sneaks into a home, and a woman's has the fridge open late at night, and she's eating something, and she closes the fridge, and he's standing there with the fucking machete. And as soon as she closes the fridge, she fucking whacks her with it. Right.
Yeah. I can picture this, and I have no idea.
And
I
then
can't think of it.
At some point, Nightbreed. That's what it's called. It's called Nightbreed.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And at some point, he, like, I don't know, finds his way. It's the serial killer. Finds his way into, like, I don't know, this graveyard. And there's all these, like, animalistic demon shit things there. And that it's very Hellraiser-esque, but it's obviously not. I mean, Clive Barker, same guy, wrote it, right? And I just remember being super terrified of it. Super terrified.
You know what movie I was super terrified? I still cannot complete to this day, even though it's the dumbest thing I can't complete.
The Dark Crystal.
Nope. Gremlins.
The Dark Crystal.
I terrifying. Loved Gremlins too. I think it's hilarious. For some reason, yeah, it is. I was just at that age Gremlins where I shouldn't have watched the original Gremlins.
Yeah.
And it just freaked me out. And I've tried to go back to it, and it's kind of just made me so disturbed.
I've heard that. We posted that, didn't we? Didn't we post that on our Facebook profile recently? It's like, what movie terrified you as a kid?
Actually, I did not answer that one, though.
Did I post that? Or did you?
Yeah, you posted that.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, but it was that one, and also
NeverEnding Story. Oh, because Dark Crystal 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
That's why I posted it, because that movie scared the shit out of me. Have you seen that? Dude, Jim Henson lost his fucking mind.
I don't think I was allowed to.
Actually, I know as a previous art, the Defunct Land, Brandon.
Defunct? What's Defunct Land?
Oh, Defunct Land.
Yeah, they used to, like, they did this whole series on closed amusement park rides. But now, just for the past few months, they've been doing, like, the history of Jim Henson and the Muppets. And they went deep into Dark Crystal.
Oh, dude, because he had to have been, like, really tripping, right?
No, it was just this art project he wanted to do. That he was, like, super obsessed with, and he wanted to make something that, well, he had an idea for that, if I remember right, that he actually ended up using kind of for Fraggle Rock. He wanted to make something that would like change people's minds and opinions on the world and make it a better place.
Really? Because it just freaked me the fuck out. Like,
well, anything,
good creatures, you know what it was? It kind of reminded me of like a puppet version of Neverending Story, which, right?
Yes, and the sequel to that actually was one of the movies that freaked me out as a kid, too.
Neverending Story 2? I haven't seen it.
It's awful.
I was going to say, it can't be.
How can you have a sequel to a Neverending Story?
Part 2.
Because when you read part a book, things change. Part 2 of Infinity.
Oh, man. Dark Crystal and also The Secret of Nim.
I love The Secret of Nim.
I enjoyed that book.
That shit scared the shit out of me.
Me too, but I love being afraid as a kid for like something like that.
Dude, at the end when he's like the rainstorm and he throws the dagger and stabs the dude, the other little rat in the back, and he slides down the mud to his death. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember that?
It's the background on my computer, of course.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Do you remember when you
blocked
that?
Oh man, shout out Chris Farley. Gone too soon. Here's my quick art. I'm bringing it back really just to the business world for a minute. I want to give a shout out. There's a book that I found, audiobook, and since it's short, it's even better. It is called Exactly What to Say: The Magic Words of Influence and Impact by Phil M. Jones. And part of the reason I love it is because it's an hour long. And so get it, and you can listen to it 4 times in the length you can normally listen to any other book. And there's tons of what I like about it is that it's really quick hit, super practical, with a whole bunch of things that you can say. And it is it's great stuff.
Now, is that the one you shared with me the other day?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, did you download it?
Imagine If.
Yeah, yeah, imagine if, or yeah, I was talking about Brandon in the break. One of the funny things, and I'll throw this one up. This is also funny. I loaded up Twitter real quick while we were in the break, and one of the things that came up was the first thing I looked at was you've just been murdered. What detective do you want investigating your case?
Columbo, of course.
Dude, Columbo was mine too. Yeah, dude.
Just one more thing,
dude. That's in the book. That's in this book. It's nice. It's one of the tactics he talks about. That, you know, like when you're talking to someone, you go to walk out, and then this kind of like the depressurization of the sale or whatever you're doing, you turn around, and you're like, oh, one more thing, and you have an easier kind of back in because you've sort of like ended it, but then start, you know, like to kind of like get it back together again.
I also like the. You know, this may not be for you, but
because
that takes all the pressure off. Oh,
well, this may not be for you, but one of the things I read in Persuasion too, they had a study about measuring if you first said, "Do you consider yourself adventurous?" And in this book, he mentioned something like that. I think about it for a second. It was asking people, "Are you open-minded?"
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I
and
remember
people
that.
Are like, everyone wants to be open-minded.
Everyone wants to be.
Everyone's like, well,
even
yeah,
if they're not.
Well, yeah, I'm open-minded. Percent. It's like, oh, well, okay. Well, then you should probably consider this. And it's like, oh, like just getting people to say that they're open-minded automatically like moves the needle in terms of trying to get them to have some sort of compliance to whatever you're, whether it's selling or asking them to do something or, you know, whatever.
One thing I was always taught or was told is, okay, ask questions. And like in this particular case, ask yes or no questions, but where the answer is yes. So get them to say yes, get them to say yes, get them to say
right.
yes. Okay, you want to buy this? So yes. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I just said yes. Damn.
Yeah. One of the other things that I thought was good is that if people are trying to decide between two numbers of things, being like, you know, should we get 2 or 3? If you ask them, like, do you think 3 will be enough? Like, if you ask them about the high number, like, do you think 3 will be enough? They'll go like, yeah, and they'll buy the high number. If you ask them, if they're just trying to decide between two things, and this is a thing I said to the staff the other day, like if you ask them, like, is that enough? They're going to say yes. But if you ask them is like, what else can I get you?
Yeah.
Then that automatically leads into the, you know, suggestion of other items.
Is there anything else I'm missing?
Right. Yeah. It's great. There's so
many. A cool person would get a 6-pack right now. Yeah.
There's so many tidbits like that in this book. It's great. Anybody who. This is like one of my beefs, like Wendy's beef for the week.
Square burgers.
If you're going to work in any industry, like you got to like sharpen your tools, you know? If you want to be in the restaurant industry, even if you're like some people are just, they have a lot of the things that you teach, they automatically do. They call those people
persons.
Not, they don't do anything amazing. They're not just like naturally inclined to somehow be people like them. Like they just do the things you would normally teach to people to get you to like them. But I don't care if you're a naturally people person or if you're not, you can still get better and learn how, what to say, how to say it, when to say it, what words to use in order to increase your odds of selling more stuff. And if you're going to work in an industry of talking to people, like, there's no reason for you not to try to get better at it. So download read a fucking book.
Beef.
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 Beef of the week.
Beef. You guys got beefs? Or else we'll do some stuff at the brewery.
No,
we
have yeah, a brewer. Certain unnamed
here we go.
Internet company, after going on the record as saying that our account was canceled, billed us again for one extra month. And then before the payment even processed, so they hadn't even received the money, told us it would be 4 to 6 business weeks before they would cut us a manual check.
Business weeks.
Takes you a month to write a check for a bill that we shouldn't have even been billed for.
Lovely.
Unnamed company. Yeah. Fuck you.
I don't think it should take that much to figure out who it was.
No. No. There's like three of them.
Yeah. Just, anybody, like, you're a Star Wars fan. So yeah. You remember AT-ATs?
You get a beef on AT-AT. Oh, do I ever? My favorite toy as a kid, I had the big one.
Oh, you mean AT-ATs?
Yes.
You put your hand in and you pulled the trigger and the little guns would do, 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 in the front. Dude, is my favorite fucking toy as a kid. I love that shit.
Let's go.
Are you gonna beef on the AT-AT?
No. I was just bringing it up for no reason.
Okay.
I like it. Okay.
Do you guys remember that? You remember that?
That was awesome.
That was awesome. Oh, man. The Justin. We should. Oh, dude, that's perfect. We're going to recreate the Chris Farley show as the Justin McIntosh show. And you're just going to do that. Do you remember? We'll get Jared Andretti first. We'll get Jared in.
Do you remember when you won that race?
Do you remember when you were in the car and you went around the track?
And you're going and you really fast.
Do you like driving?
Do you remember that?
Do you always turn awesome. Left?
Dang it. No, you're doing real great. You're doing real great. Don't worry about it.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're doing real great. You got beef? You got beef, John?
You know, I'm really bad at this.
You gotta air it out.
I don't.
Oh, good for
I don't
you.
Like to carry these things with
good
me.
For
it's
you.
Negativity.
Good for you. I know. I don't like it either. Like
great.
It.
You're better than all of us.
It's good to get them out.
But. You're angry at butts?
Get it off your chest.
No, I ordered some.
You gotta
breakfast
set that
burritos,
beef free.
Right? Order some breakfast burritos.
Breakfast, I'm with you.
Breakfast burritos.
I like them.
And the first one was really good.
Yum.
And then the second one was wrapped really poorly.
Oh no.
And it was one of those things where it was like.
The tortilla itself?
It's sliding up this way, yeah. And you couldn't, like, if you wanted to put it in your mouth, because it's a burrito.
You got to put it in your mouth.
You got to, like, open your mouth really wide because it wasn't wrapped really well.
Oh, no, that didn't
it
fall
was so
apart?
Horrible, yeah.
Oh, did you have to hold two hands and kind of, like, smush it together in order to stuff it in?
While I'm driving, it's just bad.
Yeah, I hate it when I have to take my hands off the wheel in order to eat while driving.
I will do it. Absolutely.
I mean, it's a breakfast burrito.
Swerving into that lane of traffic was worth
the
carnitas.
They're a dollar a piece.
Yeah, you have to.
Come on.
I mean, what do you expect from me? I'm not an animal.
It's the worst beef ever, but whatever.
It's a great beef. I loved it. That's hilarious.
Beef.
We're going to cut that out. Post it on your LinkedIn page.
Yes.
So beef wrapper, fuck you.
Fuck you.
All of a sudden, imagine.
Burrito wrapper. Wrap your burritos tighter.
I just imagine like someone rapping
half-ass.
About beef.
I like steak. Lick it with eggs.
Rib eye. Tomahawk. I don't even
know. I'm horrible. Oh, man.
I'm a knight. I'm sirloin.
All right. You got any? John's a brewer. I used to be a brewer. I mean, I technically am still a brewer. Is it like president?
I'm a home brewer.
Where you're still a brewer? Yeah, you're a brewer. Brando, have you brewed? Someday.
I actually have brewed.
Oh, we're all brewers.
So shout out to this place back in Cleveland. It's called The Brew Kettle.
Their whole
business model is like basically like you pay for a brewing space. And like it's basically like the most entry level home brewer system. And they just have little kettles and you pay like depending on the style and they've got all the ingredients and they walk you through how to brew it.
That actually.
Yeah, they ferment it and carb it for you and then you get to bottle it off and like all of that. So like you do the brewing and the timing and the ingredient adding. They do the storage and fermentation and
that's
then,
what our dude awesome. Adam who works at Flat 12, shout out Adam. I think that's kind of his dream, is kind of starting up a brew by you kind of.
Like brewed on demand kind of deal.
Yeah, I'm not sure what
5 or 10 gallon batch.
Yeah,
probably just fives, right? But like a whole bunch of like little boil kettles set up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because like what do we get? We got like, I think like 8. No, we maybe got like 12 pack bombers or something maybe. So however much that was, like 8 to 12. I don't remember. It was like 4 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
But like the prices weren't terrible. Like we did like a... like a light summer ale or something. I don't even remember like what the official style was. And I want to say it was like $200 and like,
yeah,
out the door, like with the bombers and everything.
Yeah,
like
super it was cheap. Like, 'cause you know, there's labor for them to kind of like clean and facilitate and make sure everything's cool.
Totally.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It's offset. I mean, there were like two guys, maybe there's maybe like a team of like three who are responsible for like the whole, like that whole thing. So
yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty neat. Brew Kettle. And plus they brew their own beers and their food is bomb. So check them out.
Oh, I like it. Bomb. Bomb diggity. What you got?
S-T-U-M-M.
Stump the brewer right about now. Brian's not here, so he's automatically stumped.
I was about to say, sounds like Brian's stumped. Idiot.
So I have two options for you guys. They're just like a pat on the back for me. Because we were very much into the Muppets recently. I have a list of the top 25 Muppet characters ranked.
Oh boy.
But I also have a common misconceptions true or false quiz.
Okay. Yes.
That one?
Common misconceptions. Okay, I don't. Yeah. Okay, I don't understand.
I was never a Muppets guy.
So basically, I'm going to make a statement.
Okay.
Oh, it's like fact or crap.
Yes. True or false.
Okay. One person at a time?
Yes.
Okay.
So, John, I will start with you.
All right. Let's go.
All right. One strike and you're out?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
True or false, a penny dropped from a skyscraper could crack a skull?
False.
That is false.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. Terminal velocity is not enough to kill on impact. It will be annoying, but...
It would hurt.
Yeah. I believe it doesn't keep getting faster. Eventually, that terminal velocity kicks in.
I knew it was science.
It doesn't say here. I think as fastest is like somewhere between 30 to 50 miles per hour, depending on the way it's falling.
But it still definitely sting.
Yeah. Oh, it'll sting.
Hit somebody
like,
with a penny at 50 miles an hour?
Yeah. There's actually a great Mythbusters.
You can do that with us?
Yeah, I could probably chuck a penny in your face at about 70 mph.
Let's do it now.
Nice.
Leave a nice little welt.
Okay. So, Brandon, here's you.
Hit me.
Humans have four distinct zones on their tongues to perceive bitter, sour, salty, and sweet flavors.
Can you say those four again?
Bitter, sour, salty, and sweet flavors.
True.
That is actually false.
Oh, well, what are the four?
There's no distinct zones.
No. Oh, wow.
Yeah, while really, some zones perceive some taste stronger than others.
Fuck my first grade teacher because she definitely taught me that.
All taste buds can be detected a wide range of flavors. So actually, Brandon, I'm sorry, you are out.
Oh, man. I would have said true as well. All right, what you got?
Okay, true or false. A moose can dive underwater.
Can you repeat the question?
Can you true use or it false, in a sentence?
A moose can dive underwater.
I think that's true.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. Nice. They are actually excellent swimmers.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm pretty sure elk and deer. I guess deer can.
Can they dive?
Oh, they can dive.
What's the definition of a dive? I mean, I picture diving, jumping in head first.
Go underwater.
Oh. I don't know.
With their arms pointed straight out.
Yeah. Like a swan diver, jack.
Oh, my antlers got in the way.
Arms straight out. Did you see one of our...
Hey there, Rookie. What should we do with corkscrew?
One of my favorite pieces of video that Justin posted recently was a share from...
Oh, yes.
And it was a picture of a camel trying to run, and it was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. If you can look it up, I don't
the
know if you
front Google legs and the back legs have no coordination.
A camel trying to run, it's like it doesn't even know, and the arms and the legs are like out. It's absolutely absurd. I've never seen anything like it. I laughed my ass off.
It was more like he was trying to stomp a rat or something.
It was really, really, really funny. All right, John,
let's go.
Okay, John, true or false? Gum takes 7 years to pass through your body.
That's false.
That is obviously false.
Yeah, that is false. So good as this.
Why are they getting these easy ones? Though. My shit was about some fucking semantics.
I'm just going in order of the list I have here.
I believe that gum one for a very long time.
That's what
I was well into adulthood.
it just accumulates in your
stomach. Did any of you guys
ever? It's actually 6.5 years.
Did you guys ever believe, like, if you swallowed a watermelon seed, it would, like, grow in your stomach?
I never believed it, but.
No, I don't think I had that one.
That's just you, Justin.
Sorry. I got lied to a lot, but that's not one of them.
Okay, Jason, this is you.
Yeah.
Earth would be uninhabitable if it was shifted 1 foot closer to the sun.
Whoa. I had never heard that. That's
Earth would be uninhabitable if it was shifted 1 foot closer to the sun.
No, that has
to be. You've been on a 10-foot ladder, my guy.
Yeah, I was going to say 1 foot. Like, we would be... That'd be amazing. We'd be fucked. Like,
yeah, a lot. The common
stiff wind.
The common misconceptions is that for seasons, it's affected by how close you are to the sun. In fact, that is completely false. It's about the tilt and the direction of the sun.
Also, the Earth's rotation around the sun varies by more than 1 foot.
I guarantee it. Oh, yeah. Miles.
Yeah. There's a whole large habitable zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Goldilocks.
Yeah.
The Goldilocks. Dude, they got these easy questions. I would like to.
So, okay, this one I think is beef. So, John,
let's go.
The closest U.S. state to Africa is Maine.
Mm, that's a good one.
No, that's false.
That is true.
Is it? Guy, yes. Idiot. Got me.
That is surprisingly. No, surprisingly, it is completely true.
Wow. All right. Sorry. Right. So, what? What did you say? To where?
To Africa.
To Africa. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Jason, this will be you.
This is for the win.
This is for the win.
There's some parts of Africa that are pretty far north.
Does he have to prove it?
Yeah, I guess it kind of has.
If he gets it, then he has to do one more to prove it?
Yeah, I got to do one more.
Yes. The Great Wall of China is the only man-made object you can see from the moon.
Yes.
That is false.
No!
Idiot!
The Great Wall of China cannot be seen from the moon.
Oh, that is some...
In most cases, like when astronauts actually describe the Earth as a blue and white marble, you cannot see any man-made structure unless it's night and you see the lights.
Because I thought it was something you could see, like, from over.
Honestly, no.
You're wrong.
I thought you could see it.
You're wrong. Dumb.
God damn it.
Well, cool. Nobody wins. That means I don't lose. No, that means nobody wins.
One more back and forth here.
Yeah. One more back and forth?
All right.
Yeah. Okay, John, you. People swallow an average of 8 spiders a year in their sleep.
False.
That is false.
God damn it.
That was with conviction.
I do kill with at least gusto. 8 spiders a year in my mouth. On purpose.
Okay, well, Jason.
Yeah.
Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
False.
That is false.
Yes.
Good job.
Okay. John.
Mom.
Humans only use 10% of their brain.
False.
That is also false.
Your brain would atrophy. Oh. Like, this is just
Jason.
Science. Yes.
A blue whale's arteries are so large, an adult human could theoretically swim through them.
True.
That is true.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Let's see here. John.
Big whale.
Original kidneys often get left in the body after a transplant.
Say again?
Yeah,
The original kidneys are often left in the body after a transplant.
No, I think it's the liver. I think they only take part of the liver. I think they have to take the whole kidney. So I'm going to say false.
That is true.
Oh!
Yes. Unless they're causing an infection or high blood pressure, they will leave the kidneys in place.
Oh, where the person getting it.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Okay, let's see, Jason.
Okay.
For the win.
From downtown.
Softball.
Your name starts with a J.
This is going to be it. Pineapples grow from plants out of the ground.
False.
That is true.
What? Jason, come on, dude.
Where else does the fucking palm tree come from or whatever it grows from?
I don't have many other things to go to right now. Like, come on.
Oh, man. I was thinking bananas.
I think he loses
be, huh?
just because that was...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to win.
Oh, so, I thought you meant it grows out of the ground, like the pineapple grew out of the ground like a carrot.
You're wrong.
No, pineapples grow from plants out of the ground.
Sorry. I was thinking... I thought you meant like a carrot, like it just like it grew in the ground, like you had to pull it out by the fucking stem.
You would.
It's a bad question.
I really don't have it much to keep going.
I would. I guess I win then.
Sounds like a tie.
All right, a tie.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Okay, well, here. Well, this one hasn't been read.
Let's do a tie break.
Yeah.
Like a number one or something.
Yeah. Okay, the first person to call out true or false.
True.
Congratulations.
Oh, no!
The question,
my tactics.
The question
50-50
is,
shot.
On average, men think about sex every 7 to 10 minutes. That is false, actually.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, I win.
You win.
I win. Game over. I win.
Oh,
let's
darn.
See. Is there
How do they even measure that? They can't...
Okay. Here's why.
Just carry around like an attendance clicker, and just like every
click
time.
This button every time you think about
click 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 click. Click, click.
There's only one more from this quiz I haven't read yet. A majority of U.S. debt is owed to China.
False.
That is false.
To the U.S.
So to the people.
Only 10% is owed to China and 6% to Japan.
How much?
10% is owed to China, 6% to Japan.
Oh. All right. Thanks for listening to our party in the back, everybody. My name is Jason, the Funky Boss. Shout out to John.
Mudhog.
Mudhog. Yeah, what follow up? Him. Mudhog B&B at Instagram. Shout out for some ribs. Shout out to my man, OB.
What up? Follow me on Instagram, B_Randon28.
B_, easy to memorize.
Yeah, Brandon _ after the B, the number 2, the number 8. Done.
That's right.
Follow me. I'll follow everybody back that follows me. I'm on a following spree right now. The next 1 million people that follow me, I will follow you back.
Yes, do it.
When he has internet.
Yeah,
when I would have internet.
Only at work.
Shout out to Faz.
Waka Waka.
Man.
Yeah, you follow me at The Dump Buckets on Instagram.
That's right, man.
It sounds exactly as gross as it is.
Yes.
He'll make you hungry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He posts a lot of food, too.
Yes, I do post a lot of food.
That's right. My name, of course, is Jason the Funky Boss. I already say that. I like to thank myself.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for listening. Double dipping. Share this podcast. Like, subscribe to it. Make sure to leave us a rating. I will kiss you on the mouth.
Like a 5-star rating.
Leave
like
a comment. Like
if it's a good rating.
What movie would be best if it was replaced with Muppets?
Yeah. Leave a comment. I love that, yeah. That could be our Twitter game. We should have a Twitter game for every show. Tonight. Yeah, and that is our Twitter game. What movie replace everyone with Muppets except for one character?
Who would you keep, and what movie would it be? Yes.
Rambo and John Rambo. Oh, and Face Off. It would be...
Would you keep Nick Cage or John Travolta?
I don't know. Nick Cage.
Or something.
Definitely Nick Cage. In the Rock, I would keep Sean Connery.
I feel like we've... Like,
you think so?
Really?
In The Rock? Who would you keep?
I would keep the villain.
I think Nick
Who
Cage.
Who is... It's not Bill Pullman. Who is it?
I can't remember his name. I can picture him.
Isn't Ed? Yeah.
Ed
He's
Norton.
Also the bad guy in Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
Which is a really underrated
Isn't
movie.
Isn't he also the bad guy in Westworld?
Yeah. Well, he's the man in black.
Yeah, he's the
Ed
man in black.
Ed Harris.
Yeah. Ed Harris, dude. He's good.
Yeah, I
he's
messed up. I said Ed Westworld. Astor on a Ed previous Astor. Podcast.
Oh, man.
It's like All that right. would be a hilarious episode of Westworld.
Hey, thanks for listening to everybody. Make sure to listen to more of our podcast, The Funky Boss Show, The Dump Buckets. And we have more coming up. We're not sure what, but we're going to have some more.
Yep.
So we will see you next time. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
What? Yeah.